Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again, beloved, in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so thankful for the privilege to come into your presence today. Thank you for turning your radio dial that we might be able to share with you a few moments of truth from the Word of the Eternal God. That's what the Bible is, beloved. The Bible is the Word of God which has been preserved through centuries of time, preserved by Almighty God for you and for me, that we might have the privilege of knowing about the true and the living God, knowing Him personally, knowing Him intimately, knowing that He loves each one of us, and that He gave His life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, beloved, it is the greatest thing in all the world to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to have a personal relationship with Him, to know that He's your Savior, to know the Holy Spirit of God lives within your spirit, and to know that wherever you go, the Lord God is with you, and will never leave you, will never forsake you. And no matter what man may do, He will be our protector, our shield, our defender, our help, our strength. He will give us grace, and if it's in His will for us to die for Him, He will take us into His glorious and wonderful presence. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Oh, beloved, it is the most wonderful thing in the world to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I've known Him for over 65 years, and you can count up, it was September 7th, 1941, when I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, when He came into my young heart and my young spirit. By the presence of the Holy Spirit cleansed me and made me pure and clean and holy, gave me His gift of salvation and eternal life. Oh, beloved, it transformed and changed my life, and I'm so glad that He is mine and I am His, and His banner over me is love. And, beloved, He loves you. He loves you, and if you've never received Him as your Savior, He's ready to come into your life through the Holy Spirit. He's ready to make a new person out of you. He's ready to give you eternal life. Now, beloved, that's what we're here in this broadcast for. We want you to know our Lord and our God. We want you to know His peace. We want you to know His joy. We want you to know His wonderful salvation. We want you to be delivered from the bondage of sin, the heartache, the grief, the sorrow, the guilt that you carry. We want you to know the deliverance and the freedom that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And, beloved, He can set you free. Where? In your spirit, in your inner being. Oh, you might be in physical bondage, but you can be set free in your spirit. You can have joy in your spirit. You can have peace in your spirit, even though you may be in physical bondage and your body may be in bondage. You can know the joy of the Lord by putting your faith and trust in Him and accepting Him as Savior. Oh, beloved, it is wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're getting a little off our subject that we're supposed to be on, why Jesus was born in a stable and laid in a manger. It's because Jesus Christ is God's Lamb. We've been talking about the Passover and the children of Israel in the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible, in the Old Testament, and how that Israel had been in bondage for 430 years, and God made a way of deliverance. And that was for the children of Israel to take a lamb, a special lamb, a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish. They were to pin the lamb up for 4 days. It was to be a lamb of the first year and a special lamb. And they were to pin it up for 4 days. And at the end of the 4 days, they were to take the lamb, to kill the lamb, to catch its blood. They were to roast the lamb with fire. They were to take the blood and to apply it on either side of the door and across the top of the door, because that night the death angel was going to pass through the land of Egypt, and only those who had the blood applied and partaking of the lamb were to be delivered from the death angel. The firstborn of that household would be protected and would be kept safe. And so, beloved, there was a great and mighty cry that went up throughout the land of Egypt that night, because there were many who did not believe the word of God. There were many who did not take a lamb and pin it up for those 4 days to make sure it was a perfect lamb without flaw, and that that lamb was sufficient to shed its blood, and they would partake of the lamb. They would roast it with fire and eat it that night, and they would put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost and across the top of the door and stay inside, be protected by that blood, because that blood had a special meaning and a special significance. And it was pointing to God's Lamb, who someday would come and shed His blood for the sins of the world, for everyone, including you, beloved, so that whosoever would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as their Savior and invite Him into their life might know the forgiveness of sin and the protection of God and the deliverance from the bondage of sin and from eternal separation from God, who is life eternal. Oh, beloved, there's so much involved in accepting Jesus as one Savior. And so we see that those who obeyed God's instructions were protected that night. But those who did not had great grief and great sorrow, and there was great crying throughout the land of Egypt, because the firstborn of the family as well as cattle died that night throughout the land of Egypt, of those Egyptians who did not obey, and of even the Israelites who did not obey the word of God. Beloved, there's only one way of deliverance from the judgment and wrath of eternal death, the second death, which is the lake of fire. There's only one way of deliverance, and that way of deliverance is through God's Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for you, my friend, who gave His life for me. And, beloved, I accepted Him, and He saved me, and He transformed me. He gave me eternal life. I'm never going to die. This body is going to die, but it's just my earth suit. It's just the place that I live in. And there's coming a day when I'm going to move out of this earth suit, and I'm going into the glorious, sinless presence of the Lord God Almighty, who is in heaven. Because September 7, 1941, I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life, and He sent the Holy Spirit into my spirit to do the work of salvation. And as John 3:6 states, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, physical birth. But that which is born of the Spirit of God is spirit, spiritual birth. And I was born again. Within my spirit I received eternal life. And, beloved, I became a new person. As 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And, beloved, I became a new person. Outwardly I looked the same, but inwardly I was transformed and changed. And, beloved, that's exactly what God's Holy Spirit desires to do in your life. He desires to preserve you from the judgment and wrath of God that's coming on every unbeliever in the future. He desires to give to you the gift of salvation and deliverance from the bondage of sin. Beloved, He will make a new creature out of you, just as He did in my life. And He will lift your load of sin. He'll make you pure and clean and holy and righteous in your spirit. And He'll send His Holy Spirit to live within your spirit and to make you that new creature in Christ Jesus, to direct your steps, to guide your path, to be the Lord of your life. And when the time comes for you to leave this earthly body, He will take you into His glorious presence in heaven. Oh, beloved, I know of many who have moved out of the body, and the old body has been put in the ground, but they weren't there. That was just the earth suit they used. They're in the presence of the Lord God, and someday I'll get to see them again, because I'm going to go and join them there in the presence of the Lord. Beloved, this is the joy, the peace, the forgiveness of sin that Jesus Christ offers. And you can have it by crying out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, You died on that old rugged cross some 2,000 years ago. You died for my sin. You were buried, and You arose to walk in victory and to ascend back into the presence of God the Father, where You're seated today at His right hand. I believe You died for my sin, that You were buried and arose from the grave. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Send Your precious Holy Spirit to do the work of salvation within my spirit, the Spirit of Christ. Cleanse me, make me pure, clean, and righteous. Beloved, if you'll pray words like that, it doesn't have to be everything I said, but simply accept the fact that Christ died for your sin, was buried, and arose from the grave. Tell Him you believe that. Ask Him to come into your spirit and forgive you for your sin. He'll hear your prayer, beloved. Right now, He'll come in, and He'll give you His great and glorious salvation. Till next time.